A reading from Paul's epistle to the people of Corinth. Brothers and sisters, since many boast according to the flesh, I too will boast. To my shame, I say that we were too weak. But what anyone dares to boast of, I'm speaking in foolishness, I also dare. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they children of Israel? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I'm talking like an insane person. I am still more. With far greater labors, far more imprisonments, far worse beatings, and numerous brushes with death. 5 times at the hands of the Jews, I received 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I passed a night and a day on the deep. On frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my own race, dangers from Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers at sea, dangers among false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many sleepless nights, through hunger and thirst, through frequent fastings, through cold and exposure. And apart from these things, there is the daily pressure upon me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is led to sin and I am not indignant? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. Well, this piece of Paul's letter to the Corinthians is puzzling. He seems so boastful. Will you forgive me if I talk a bit of history today? I think we need to look at the environment that Paul was working in. The world of Paul was the Roman Empire, and its power was enormous. Military, economic, political power over the whole Mediterranean area. But it was also a world flooded with propaganda. It was a world of diverse ideas, religious ideas especially. And those people in Corinth that Paul was so concerned about seem to have been confused by the array of propaganda that surrounded them. In Corinth, there were temples to the old Greek and Roman gods, and to the new Persian Mithraism. Egyptian gods were there too. The community Paul wrote to were, of course, part of the Jewish community. And from today's reading, we gathered that there were some devoted Jewish missionaries who were trying to denigrate Paul and the message that he brought. The most powerful propaganda machine at this time was the theology of the Roman Empire. Shortly before his death in 14 AD, Augustus Caesar had written his memoirs, and his successor, Tiberius, had this document cast in bronze and carved in stone and distributed throughout the empire. It was called Res Gestae Divi Augusti, the deeds of the divine Augustus. It was a theology based on war, victory, and peace. And that was the social framework that Augustus claimed to have given to his people. In other words, the Roman imperial machine presented its own religion that saw the emperor as a god. And this was the ideology that Paul faced as he carried Jesus' message of non-violence, love, justice, and peace, a direct confrontation to the imperial theme. The res gestae, the deeds of the divine Augustus, were found all around the Mediterranean on coins and on plaques, even carved into the stone of temples in both Latin and Greek. And if you lived at that time, you couldn't avoid seeing them around you. Paul undoubtedly saw them. There was certainly a temple to Augustus at Apollonia and Antioch and Pisidia, all places that Paul visited. And this document was carved on the wall. There was probably one at Corinth too. And the thing about the Res Gestae was that it was entirely a statement of what Augustus had done. All the battles he won, the kings he conquered, the buildings he built, the prosperity he brought. Talk about boasting. 3,000 words of it. Well, as we see in today's reading, Paul is exasperated with the way the Corinthians have allowed themselves to be seduced by some of the Jewish partisans. He has spent so much time already preaching, encouraging, urging, cajoling the people to be faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Such numbskulls, how can he get it into their heads that he, Paul, is the true apostle, that his message about Jesus offers eternal life, that Jesus is their Lord and Saviour. Lord and Saviour. Aha! Paul sees what that other guy claiming to be Lord and Saviour has done. The Res Gestae. And so, Paul uses that as a model to tell the people a story about himself. It seems on first reading as boastful of that as that of Augustus Caesar. But look closely and you see a different story. A story of ceaseless, unselfish work, of patient suffering, of faithfulness and unstinting love for the people he met, and all in the name of the human and divine Jesus. And if that made him look like a fool compared with Augustus, well, who cares? So Paul could sometimes become cross with the people in the Christian communities he had established because they could not avoid the influences that surrounded them. And rather than simply rubbish those influences, Paul made use of them to show graphically to the followers of Jesus just how different they must be and how clear and firm they need to be to live in the world, but not of the world, to accept Jesus as the one who brings peace, not through war and victory, but through love and justice. Isn't that what we Christians of today try to do?